Colin, well, I'd love to see a photo of it.
You're the only person who's seen it.
Colin, who's been asking for photos?
Crichton and Rimmer.
The cat walks up with Rimmer, Lister and Cat following close behind.
Colin, and you think I'm going to give you photographs of it?
Of course not.
Colin, that doesn't mean you have to tell me where it is. The cat and his companions arrive in front of an alien-looking structure. The door swings open and they step inside.
It's like one of those things from the Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Is that what we've got here, then?
Colin looks that way.
He pulls the door closed and goes up to a door on the wall near some boxes and barrels. He presses a button on the side of the box, which opens up to reveal a strange room.
This has got to be the home planet of these guys.
Lister enters and stops when he sees the cat, Rimmer, and Cat walking towards him.
Colin, what are you doing here?
Colin just wanted to check there wasn't anything on this planet that might take you off your guard. For instance, say if there was a giant squid living under the floorboards or something.
A giant squid? So this isn't a ship or something?
Colin, it could be. There's nothing here, just a building full of rubbish, but there could be something under there. Maybe there's even an intelligent life form down there somewhere, maybe even us.
Colin, you don't need to worry about us, mate. We're safe down here. We wouldn't go wandering around aimlessly like this. We're perfect.
He turns around and puts his hands together, giving the signal for his companions to come over. They follow the cat into the room.
Colin, where are we, anyway?
Colin, space. Or rather space, time, dimension, whatever, wherever we're from, this is home now.
They start moving through the room. At one point the cat stops to examine something, so Lister follows. They both stop suddenly when the sound of a jet engine is heard. They turn back to see Rimmer standing at the end of the corridor outside the room. He appears to have some kind of weapon. He points the gun at them.
Colin, this is no joke. Get in line.
Colin, listen up. Get in line, everyone. We all know each other. You make yourselves comfortable. There's plenty of places to hide and you can have a cup of tea while we sort things out.
He pulls a lever on the door. As he does so, the door slides open and Rimmer walks inside the room. He grabs a barrel nearby and begins emptying it of some liquid. When he gets close enough, the cat jumps up and grabs hold of his arm. Rimmer looks surprised and turns to face Lister and Cat, who are holding his arms behind his back with a strap. He looks as though he's trying not to let out an alarm cry.
Colin, that's enough. Look what you've done.
Colin, what did I do? Oh my goodness.
Colin, the truth. The truth is out there, people. Now everybody get back down to the ground floor.
But wait, wait.
Rimmer goes to grab another bottle of liquid. The cat jumps up again, this time grabbing hold of the barrel.
Colin, what's going on here?
Colin, do you know where we are, man? Down here in this hellhole. The entire crew is gathered by the front entrance of the ship, standing next to the cat. Crichton stands facing them and holds a large object in his hand. Behind him, Lister stands holding another object. Rimmer stands in a crouched position behind them, holding still a container full of liquid. They all seem very worried. Rimmer points his gun towards the cat. The cat takes two steps back.
Crichton raises his gun and fires, hitting the cat. The liquid spills all over the floor and all three men fall to the floor. They lay there gasping for breath.
Colin, there was nothing under there but rubbish. It was just a shell waiting for a new purpose.
Rimmer wipes off some of the liquid on his shirt. He drops the container into the corner of the room and steps backwards, walking away. Lister throws his gun aside. He walks up to Crichton, who has been sitting down on one side of the room. He asks him why he shot Crichton, then looks back to Crichton. He walks back to the others and puts his hands together. The group stand. Crichton puts his hands behind his back and walks toward Rimmer, who has gone to his feet.
Give us our lives back, we swear.
Lister puts his hands together and speaks for the first time.
Colin, no. If that's how you want to play it, then you're taking your own lives, and that includes me. I won't be giving you anything back.
It doesn't matter now anyway. You got rid of most of the evidence.
Rimmer steps forward.
Colin, I'm afraid it does, because if they ever find out you were here, you'll never see daylight again.
They step forward again, Crichton between the other two. He holds Rimmer at arm's length and walks slowly toward the door. At the same time, Lister moves forward behind Crichton, followed closely by Cat. As they approach the door, they all stop and look around, but only Rimmer remains outside. Crichton keeps staring directly at Rimmer, his gun ready. Rimmer turns to face them.
Colin, well, goodbye.
He walks slowly through the door, shutting it behind him. His back is to everyone else. The others are all looking at each other. Rimmer puts his head in his hands and walks out of the door, leaving the rest of the crew stunned and wondering what had happened. The door closes and Lister sits down at the table, clutching the bottle of liquid he'd taken from Crichton. Cat also sits down. Cat starts talking and says something about how they should take this chance to get even with Rimmer and Crichton. Rimmer ignores him, picking up an object nearby. He appears to be examining it and suddenly stands up, leaning against a wall, pointing at one end. Suddenly he shouts and runs at the others, using his bare fists to attack them. Lister ducks as he rushes past, dropping his weapon. Rimmer tackles Lister and tries to throw him onto the floor, but fails to catch him. Lister kicks him several times, knocking him to the ground. Lister picks up his rifle and aims it at Rimmer, shouting kill, kill. Rimmer tries to pull out the trigger, but cannot do so before being knocked over. Lister continues aiming, yelling at him. Rimmer stands up again and tries to hit Lister in the legs with his fist, but he dodges and knocks Rimmer down. Lister continues running forward, ignoring the group around him. He reaches the others, then stops, raising the rifle high. Cat runs forward. As he approaches, he raises it above his head. He places the muzzle on Rimmer's head, pulling the trigger. The bullet goes straight through Rimmer's brain and out the other side. Cat lifts the rifle higher still, putting its muzzle against Cat's head and firing again. Cat's rifle explodes into pieces, sending parts flying everywhere. Cat falls to the ground dead. Rimmer staggers back, holding his head, then collapses. The others fall down. The cat lays motionless on the floor beside the others. The scene ends as the ship goes dark. Crichton and the others wake up. They walk through a corridor, Lister coming last, Rimmer next, Cat next. They enter another hallway. The door they have entered is opened by Crichton. They go inside.
Colin, welcome back, welcome back.
Colin, welcome back. What did you bring us?
Inside a chicken. All five men stand there.
Colin, look, let me ask you something. Do we like fried chickens?
Colin, well. Here I am again, my name's Crichton and these are my friends.
All six of them. A large room appears, and the six men appear.
Colin, we've been expecting you.
They walk into a room containing the chickens. They sit on their chairs.
Colin, this is where you're going to spend the next 3 days.
Crichton produces two knives and holds them for the others.
Command Aaron phone you. Colin, you guys ready to eat?
All six men pick up two knives. The first four chop off two wings, the fifth chops off one wing, then the sixth cuts off both wings. A plate containing some chicken is brought over. Crichton eats a piece of chicken and leaves the plate. The last man takes a plate. He takes out a small knife and cuts off three of the chicken wings, then eats those. After this, all four chop off two wings each. They finish off with four plates of chicken, and then the food disappears. The chickens are placed back on the table, and the men leave. A large door closes behind them. A screen on the left shows four dogs. The four dogs trot over and the dogs come up to one of the men who has cut off two chicken wings. The dog starts licking its own nose, then moves on to the next one.
Colin, your breakfast.
Another shot is shown showing that all four chicken wings are gone.
Command Aaron phone you. Colin, come on. Don't be shy now, come on.
A shot of a bird appears.
Colin, that's yours. Good boy, don't let him bite your tongue.
Colin, if he does try anything, just get a sharp stick in the back of his head and throw him upside. We need a clean slate, fresh start here. This place is a pigsty. You'll have to wear boots on your feet. Colin, okay, I'm sold. Let's do this, boys. Let's see what we can do here. Any questions?
Command Aaron phone you. Colin, not really. But I gotta warn ya, there'll probably be a lot of barking around when we cook dinner. Are you up to the challenge?
Colin, yeah, sure. Sounds good.
The men enter the kitchen area and start cooking the chickens. Rimmer goes off somewhere and walks past several cats. He looks at them and chuckles. There are many shots of the chickens being cooked. When they're done, Crichton comes back and sits down on the bench across from the other four men.
Colin, so how did you like the chicken?
Colin, it was okay, nothing special, but edible. Nothing worse than fried eggs.
Colin, that's all we've got so far. Maybe we ought to work on the menu, eh?
Command Aaron phone you. Colin, how about something better? Something that will fill him up. What would make a person want to come to the Red Dwarf? On the bridge.
Welcome aboard the Red Dwarf.
Colin, ready for dinner?
Colin, yes sir, bring it over here.
The crew walks into the dining room. A waiter brings some silverware over. Cat and Crichton stand by the table, facing it.
Colin, is that soup or salad?
Colin, what are you talking about?
The waiter brings a bowl and a plate. The men look at each other, then take the bowls over to the table. Cat puts the